Hello, and welcome to the Nourishing Podcast with your host, Melanie Angelis from the Grecian Garden and Emily Morgan from Nourishing Mama. I'm going to cover the disclaimer. All information shared on this podcast relating to specific conditions, health care, preventative care, and healthy lifestyles is presented for general informational purposes only. This podcast is for educational purposes only. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Emily.
How are you?
Doing good.
Great. I am so excited to learn all about you today. Are you ready to share some wonderful information with our listeners?
I am so ready.
Okay. Well, let's get started. Today, we're going to be learning all about Melanie and her journey to wellness, which began with a frightening diagnosis that turned everything she thought she knew about her health upside down. We'll also learn how Melanie's health transformation helped her today with her clients. Melanie has her master's degree in complementary alternative medicine and a graduate certificate in nutrition. Melanie's a board-certified holistic health specialist, combining nutrition response testing and BioSet to help her clients achieve optimal health. So let's get started with our first question. What was your wake-up call that started you on your journey to wellness?
My wake-up call was kind of scary. I was 21 at the time, and I was getting ready to graduate from college. I started feeling like I was having a heart attack. And I had several of these painful episodes. They did diagnose me with a heart condition and ultimately sent me home with painkillers and anti-inflammatories. I literally refused to accept their diagnosis. I knew that I did not want to be stuck on pain meds, just band-aiding over a condition. I really wanted to get to the bottom of it. So I went on this journey, and I, of course, started out in the medical field, and they just really didn't offer me anything besides a Band-Aid. A lot of times when I would share any of my concerns, it just didn't seem like I was really being listened to. So I started going to natural healthcare doctors and alternative medicine practitioners. It wasn't until I went to the third natural doctor, and she did muscle testing, which we thought was the most ridiculous thing ever. But she ended up telling me straight up, she was like, you have a parasite. She was like, you have food sensitivities, and this parasite is damaging the lining of your intestines, and your heart is not getting the nutrition it needs. So to me, it seemed like a pretty easy fix. I took the supplements that she wanted me to take, and I took homeopathics, and I changed my diet completely. Mm-hmm. To this day, I have zero heart condition. And they told me every single year, you're going to have to go get checked out. And I knew when I still had it because I still had episodes of pain. In 2008, I went for my last, checkup. And they said, there's nothing wrong with your heart. You don't have to come back. And I would say what really changed with my diet was, I cut out all processed foods and I just kind of started doing real food. I didn't even really know about gluten-free or anything really. And at the time, most of the stuff I was reading on was all about like raw vegans, and the vegan diet was the best diet. It's the most healing diet. And so that's what actually me and my sister started doing. And I ended up feeling sicker. So I had previously read the works of, Dr. Weston A. Price and his book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. That just made more sense to me. Homemade soups, probiotic-rich foods, soaking, sprouting, and fermenting things. I started doing that, and I felt even better.
Wow.
So it was a journey. It was an up-and-down journey, but I realized that what healed me was what was going to keep me healthy. So I never had this mindset of, oh, I'm going to do this healing diet and then I'm going to go back to junk food. It was kind of like, I'm going to do this healing diet and I want to stay healthy. So I'm going to keep with these healthy, nourishing practices so that I can keep myself healthy.
Right. Absolutely. That's an amazing journey that you've been through so far. So I'm sure everybody's wondering what nutrition response testing is and how that happened. So I know that you do that in your practice now. So can you tell us a little bit about the nutrition response testing and how you use it in your practice currently?
Sure. Nutrition response testing was created by Dr. Yulin, and he was a chiropractor. He himself actually was sick, pretty much terminally ill, and he went to many different alternative practitioners, and he pretty much combined what he learned into a system that he calls nutrition response testing. And he used it on his practice with such success that he now runs Eula Nutrition Systems, which is a school that teaches natural health care practitioners about nutrition response testing. And nutrition response testing is a non-invasive series of muscle tests. So I use everyone's arm and I muscle test the different organs in their body and the different systems in their body to find out where the stress is. That stress is usually the root cause of a person's illness. It's the stress that happened before they had a diagnosis. So the stress is something like a food sensitivity, an immune challenge like virus, parasite, bacteria, or heavy metals, or heavy chemical toxicity, or even scars are now affecting people's immune systems. And believe it or not, another thing that can be just as stressful on the body as an immune challenge or a food sensitivity is emotions. So I work with a lot of my clients on just releasing some trapped emotions, which in turn helps their organs work more effectively and become stronger. So nutrition response testing really helped me with my practice because it allowed me to personalize the education that I learned in school. Because what we learned in school was, okay, these herbs are good for the bladder, these herbs are good for the heart, and these natural healthcare protocols are good for the immune system. But not every single one of those herbs is going to be good for each specific person. Like somebody might do really well with astragalus, or the other person might do really well with echinacea. Both immune boosting, but everyone needs a different thing. So nutrition response testing allows me to find stress and fix that stress with specifically what that person's body needs. Because what I learned when I was sick is I was not going to get better on some random made-up protocol that, you know, was like, here, take these 10 supplements and you'll get better. That never worked for me. What worked for me when someone sat down specifically and tested me for what my body needed in that moment. It shaped my practice. I mean, it allows me to personalize alternative medicine to each person.
That's wonderful. And that's what we need is personalized medicine, not a one-size-fits-all package that's out there right now.
Yes.
But about your bio set and how you incorporate that system with all of your clients.
Yes. The bio set system was created by Dr. Cutler. She also is a chiropractor. And the bio set system combines basically three branches of healing: organ-specific detoxification, enzyme therapy, and desensitization. Dr. Cutler actually studied with Dr. Nadermapad, who created NATE. And a lot of people who have allergies have done NATE, which is also like a desensitization tool. And when I was struggling with my food sensitivities, I went to a chiropractor that did NATE, and it did help my immune system not to be attacking foods all the time.
Yeah.
So Dr. Cutler's system, I actually like it better because it is a total system where if I have, let's say I find wheat that is affecting someone's liver, well, I know that that organ is going to need detoxification, usually in the form of a homeopathic. I know that that person is going to need enzymes, and I know that I'm going to have to desensitize them so that their body realizes, hey, you don't have to fight this food anymore. So the desensitization is actually acupressure, because in traditional Chinese medicine, they would say that anytime there is a food sensitivity, a hormone imbalance, they would say that it's blocked energy in the body. So with the desensitization, I use acupressure to get that person's own natural energy flowing again. So it's almost like flipping an autoimmune switch, telling your immune system, this isn't a bad thing, you don't have to fight it. I like to use it. I feel like my clients get better faster when I use it, because people are actually becoming sensitive to their own hormones. And we can understand this more simply if we understand like insulin resistance. Like, we totally get that. their body is sensitive to the hormone insulin. One thing we're finding today is that people are sensitive to progesterone. There's like progesterone resistance, or they're sensitive to testosterone. It's testosterone resistance. And it's almost like that hormone is a message and it doesn't get into the receptor site. It just kind of misses it. That hormone's message just doesn't even get through. So I really like the BioSet system, and I feel like it really helps my clients.
That's amazing. I love learning all this new information. So you've talked a little bit about your healing diet. Do you have any specific foods that you recommend everyone should add to their diet?
Oh my goodness. I feel like I talk about these foods every single day. I am like the poster child for probiotic rich foods and bone broth. And I know you are too. But probiotic rich foods, I definitely recommend to every single person. And probiotic rich foods, as you know, are things that are naturally fermented, like sauerkraut, pickles, kimchi, or things like water kefir, dairy kefir, those sorts of things. They help to repair the gut because, you know, we're with all the antibiotic use and maybe even birth control and eating really difficult to digest foods, it's that lining of the intestine that is slightly damaged. And of course, that's where a lot of our immune system is. That's where a lot of our beneficial bacteria is, right in the lining of our gut. So the probiotic rich foods kind of help to add to that army of beneficial bacteria. They help with the communication within our immune system. They help with our energy level. I noticed firsthand when I started incorporating probiotic rich foods into my diet, I had so much more energy. They also help us to digest our food and to absorb and assimilate nutrients. So probiotic rich foods absolutely changed my life. There's so many different things out there. If you don't want to make them, you can do bubbies, sauerkraut, or whole pickles.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yes, they are so good. Or there's fermented harvest, which we have at Old Time Remedies, which is a locally made sauerkraut and cultured vegetable juice. There's wild brine at Fresh Market. There's Beagle Bay sauerkraut. There's so many different brands. Probiotic coconut water. There's kefir that you can buy. And what I like to do with kefir is just get the raw milk from Farm Girl, or there's even some at Everman's. You can use the kefir grains or buy the starter cultures and just make kefir. It's like the easiest thing to make. You can have it ready in 24 hours. You can also do water kefir. And Emily, I think we're going to have to do a video on how to make kefir.
Yeah, that would be good.
And the water kefir is good, especially if someone has a food sensitivity, because it's just water and the starter culture and then the sugar that feeds the starter culture. So a lot of people can do water kefir. So probiotic rich foods are just an absolute must. And then the second food that I talk about daily is bone broth. And this is homemade soup, which I'm pretty sure I could just live on. I just love it so much. But bone broth is just simply made with either the bones or a whole chicken of like a pastured chicken or grass-fed beef. What this bone broth does, it actually has a lot of gelatin in it, which can attract like digestive juices to it and really help your digestion. It also has bioavailable minerals, which are so lacking in our diets. And even Dr. Price, when he studied traditional cultures, he found that the people groups that did not have dairy a part of their diet, they had a lot of bone broths, and it was for the minerals. Mm-hmm. Bone broths also have glycine in them, which helps your liver detoxify. So bone broth is just one of those key foods. I mean, sometimes if I make a stock pot of it, I will just have a cup of it every single day. I know when I was healing my body, I had way more. I mean, I was drinking broth like multiple times a day. But I'm good if I get at least one mug full in, or I use it to make soups, or I use it to cook rice in. I use it when I'm cooking lentils. There's so many different ways to use it. And on top of it, it's so healthy, but it's so economical. I can buy a whole, you know, organic chicken and not only cook that chicken and have that chicken for that meal, but then I can take all the leftover bones and carcass, throw in the stock pot, and have tons of stock that is so nourishing and add it to all my food. So bone broth is definitely one thing that I recommend to everybody.
And just to tell our listeners, too, that you can also make bone broth from fish bones and fish heads and fish eyes, because we're used to just eating the fillet of fish. So if you go to the fish market, we live on the coast with all this beautiful fish. Don't forget to have them pack up your bones and the fish heads and make you some fish stock, and then you throw it in your gumbo and your chowders and those types of things, too, for nourishing bone broth as well.
Good point, and it tastes delicious.
Tastes phenomenal. So we're getting close to the holidays. What are some tips some people can use from your information to help strengthen their immune system? What ideas can you give them?
Well, I really think this is where our diet is going to come into play, because especially around the holidays, we are going to be tempted at parties. There's sweet things everywhere. There's candy everywhere. This is the time when you are at home, when you have to eat the best that you possibly can. So do your best to use natural sweeteners at home. Limit the white sugar. I mean, just don't even have it a part of your life. It will for sure bring your immune system down to where you're going to be catching a cold. Your sinuses are going to act up. You're going to catch the latest bug that's going around. If you continue to eat a lot of sugary stuff at home and then also eat all the treats out when you're with your family. One thing I like to do if I'm going to holiday parties is just bring something I know that's safe, that I know that I can eat. I think that's just about the easiest thing that you can do to avoid unnecessary sweets that you just know are not going to make you feel good. Really, when you're eating sweets like that, it's the holidays. You want to be enjoying people. You want to be enjoying family. You don't want to be, you know, not feeling good and having low energy. One thing I like to do if I notice I'm getting under the weather or I feel like maybe a cold coming on, I always make my garlic ginger tea. And I think I'm going to post that recipe when I post this blog, but it's just amazing how good you feel when you take that tea. You know, I think the garlic is just so immune boosting and the ginger is so warming, and you know, it's antifungal, antiviral. So it's an amazing tea. I really like to drink regularly in the wintertime to help my immune system. And then the third thing would be probiotics. This is a time to take your probiotics, eat your probiotic-rich foods religiously, because those beneficial bacteria are what's going to help your immune system if you do come in contact with a bug. Now, life happens. You know, sometimes we don't always eat as well as we can, and we do get sick. In those cases, you can always get like an elderberry syrup or start drinking astragalus tea or echinacea tea. Right now, I got some rose hips at Old Time Remedies, and I have had them in honey. So I'm going to have them by the time I think Thanksgiving comes around. They'll be in there for 6 weeks, and I'll have like a super vitamin C rose hips honey that I'm just going to start taking daily just to get my vitamin C. So there's so many things that we can do. But I would say the greatest, greatest thing is going to be watching the white sugar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. We all have to, when you go to other people's houses, you never know what's in there. White sugar is in just about everything. So those are some great tips for our immunity coming up on our holidays. What trends have you noticed with people that come to you for help? Are there any specific things that the majority of your clients are coming to? Or do you have any issues that, you know, that are more prevalent than others?
It absolutely amazes me with my testing, because I'm able to get down to the root of what is causing these issues for people. You know, what is causing their symptoms? And the main thing that I'm seeing is that our immune systems are confused. I say that because, number one, almost everyone I see has a food sensitivity, and almost everyone I see has an immune challenge. It's like they come to me and they just want to be like perfect all of a sudden, but it's almost like I have to go to the roots and fix that root problem, you know, because that root problem has been going on for a while. You know, these symptoms didn't start overnight. Let's say it's food sensitivities. And when you have a food sensitivity, your body gets confused because it has those undigested food particles kind of leaking out the gut. So leaky gut syndrome, it's going in their bloodstream. Their bodies are attacking these foods. They get confused and think food is bad. And then at the same exact time, they come in contact with a strain of candida or a virus or a parasite. And their body's so confused with these food sensitivities, their immune system do not attack the bad bacteria or whatever thing they caught. So I have people that come into my office, they have every single different type of symptom you can imagine, from fibromyalgia to IBS to arthritis, skin issues, and the core issue is they have a low-grade infection and a food sensitivity. And when they take out the food they're sensitive to, we do some gut healing, and we get them on herbs to get rid of their immune challenge, their symptoms go away. So in that process, my goal is also for people to get to know themselves better. So what will happen is that person will have maybe a really hard time giving up dairy at first. But then, so they'll get off dairy. They say, Melanie, but you know what? I got off dairy, but you know what? I just had to have a glass of milk, or I had to have some ice cream, and it made me terribly sick. So they realize, hey, my body just can't digest that, or it's just too much of a burden on my body, so I really do need to avoid that food. So my goal is to get people to know their bodies and understand we can prevent things at the first sign instead of dealing with issues upon issues. They stack up, and over time you're gonna end up with some sort of a weird diagnosis. You know, I mean, let's look at me. I had a heart condition. It was because of a food sensitivity and a parasite. Some people come in and it's adrenal fatigue. You know, I found parasites and heavy metals in people's adrenals. So everyone kind of has their own body, has their own weakness. These immune challenges and these food sensitivities go hand in hand. But you know what it really comes down to? It really comes down to digestion. It really comes down to gut health. Is the lining of their gut healed and sealed? And do they have enough beneficial bacteria? And we can take that all the way back to birth. Were they given rice cereal at 4 months? A lot of carbs, a lot of difficult to digest carbs. Were they given a lot of junk food as a child? So all of a sudden we have this person who's grown up with leaky gut syndrome their whole entire life, but because they're young, their body is kind of managing it well. And then by the time they get 18, 19, 20, they start to have some really serious issues, and they start getting some diagnoses thrown around. But let's say they just take prescription medication, or let's say they just take over-the-counter meds. So it's hidden, they don't feel good, but they're still living. And then by the time they're 40, you know, they've got fibromyalgia, they've got arthritis, they're trying to lose weight. What did it all come to start out with, though? It all started out with digestion.
Wow, that's just amazing that something so small can escalate into something so large. As we come to you, because I'm currently seeing you, how different your immune system feels after you've been doing everything the correct way.
Mm-hmm.
So what projects are you working on, or what's happening in the future that people should look out for?
Well, I'm really excited about my book. I'm still working on it. I've been working on it for the last 2 years. It is about the hardest project I have ever done in my entire life, because there's just so much research to dive into, and I want the book to be very readable. It's really divided up into segments like real food, real medicine, real water, real movement. And it's kind of like a basic manual for natural living and really empowering people to use alternative medicine in their everyday life. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to have it done soon. I've never met any deadline that I've ever set on myself yet, but I am steadily working on it. So you can always go to my website, thegreciangarden.com, to look for updates for that.
Awesome. So the services that you provide, give us a little cap on that and how people can get a hold of you.
Sure. I do holistic health consults out of Old Time Remedies in Pensacola. If you wanted to make an appointment, you can call Old Time Remedies at 850-912-6996. Or if you have a question for me, you can always email me at thegrecianGarden@AOL.com.
Wonderful, Melanie. So I'm going to go home and I'm going to get my bone broth in the crock pot. Go take my probiotic-rich food, because I need to heal and continue to boost my immune system and healing my gut. It's so nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for sharing with us, and we look forward to learning so much more from you and our other guest speakers. If you are interested in being interviewed on our podcast, have questions for us, or have a guest recommendation, please email us at thenourishingpodcast@gmail.com. This is Melanie and Emily wanting you all to live a nourished life. See you next time.